to establish diplomatic relations between Israel and the UAE. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Saudi Arabia does not have official diplomatic relations with Israel, and flights to and from Asia always had to take a longer route, avoiding Saudi airspace. But Saudi Arabia does have discreet, unofficial relations with Israel. This week, an Israeli commercial jet carried Israeli and U.S. officials to Abu Dhabi, flying through Saudi Arabia for the first time. Now, the official Saudi press agency says the Saudi government will allow passage of all flights to and from the UAE, quote, from all countries. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a breakthrough that will allow Israelis connecting through the UAE to fly to Asia more quickly and cheaply. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Victims and relatives of people who were affected by the Tulsa race massacre in 1921 are suing the Oklahoma City and other defendants. They're seeking reparations for the destruction of the city's formerly bustling black merchant district. A white mob attacked the district, looting and burning down buildings. It's believed that hundreds of black people were killed. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, developing ways to use the PD-L1 pathway in immunotherapy to treat cancer. Committed to making contributions in cancer treatment for 72 years. DanaFarber.org/everywhere.